Education Series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. David, a pleasure as always to have you here in studio. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, there's a lot to talk about today. I think we had you on at the very beginning of the academic year, and we were talking off air. It's hard to believe we're 6 weeks into 2020 already, but here we are. And I know one of the hot topics in the North Ridgeville school system right now is Issue 13. And I know you guys are going to have a couple of events out in the public where members of the North Ridgeville community can learn more about Issue 13. But essentially, and I'll let you elaborate on this here in a second, you're combining four levies into one.
That's correct. So we have four existing levies that over the next couple of school years are going to expire for us. And the reason that Issue 13 is so important for us is those four levies combined make up about 40% of our local revenues. So we're looking ahead, as we've talked about on the show before, North Ridgeville is a rapidly growing district. We're growing student population. We're growing houses. So the substitute levy will actually allow us to combine the four existing levies. It will allow us to bring in additional dollars as new houses are built to the schools, but it won't raise taxes for any current residents of North Ridgeville. So for us, we think it's a win-win. We get to capitalize on the new homes coming in, but we're not putting an additional burden on our taxpayers.
And I know you guys will expect at least a little bit of feedback at some of the public events you have coming up where you encourage a lot of the residents to come out and learn just a little bit more about Issue 13. What are some things you're anticipating, some feedback you're anticipating from some of the residents, and some things you'd like to certainly put out there to kind of put their minds at ease?
Yeah, so we had a similar ballot initiative back in November that did not pass for us. And one of the pieces of feedback that we received from that was a continuing levy, which meant if it had passed, that would have been going on forever and ever and ever. We heard that feedback from our community. This one is only for a 10-year period of time. So if we're successful in March like we hope to be, then 10 years from now, it'll be back on the ballot. As it is now with these four existing levies, we'll be on the ballot four times in the next 3 years. So we're hoping to make it a little easier on the community to understand what's coming their way. It makes it a little more convenient for the schools because they know what they can count on for the next 10 years. And again, the best thing for us is it's not going to be new tax dollars for our residents.
In the idea moving forward, you want a new high school, and I think anybody that's been to North Ridgeville, the academic center is absolutely fantastic. You know, the new athletic facility, the new football stadium's terrific, but, you know, certainly there are new needs that seem to pop up every single academic year, and, you know, I know a new high school is a big part of this. A transportation center, right? Is that what they're calling it, is also part of this deal potentially?
So those were pieces of our November bond issue, so those aren't going to be back for right now. Right now, we need to make sure that we are stabilizing our tax dollars as far as operations go. And then once we get those stabilized, we're absolutely going to have to go back and look at those needs. We grew 150, 170 kids this past summer. High school's bursting at the seams. Our elementaries are bursting at the seams. And you're right. I mean, when you look at the academic center, when you look at our facilities for athletics, they're top-notch. They're top quality. They're as good as any around. We will eventually need to address those issues. But we've got to make sure that we're in a good spot funding-wise to move forward.
You have mentioned the academic center. I've been many times, called a few basketball games there. It is a top-notch facility, just terrific. And, you know, recently you guys hosted a STEM open house, and I want to give you a chance to elaborate on what you guys experienced at that open house and why that was such a fun event for you guys.
Yeah, so the STEM open house takes place over at our Ranger High Tech Academy. So just a little bit of background on that. High Tech Academy is one of only 46 fully accredited public STEM schools in the entire state of Ohio. We're the only one in Lorain County. So at this open house, we did a number of things. We basically opened our doors to anybody. So we had community members come through just to, you know, their tax dollars are going to support it and they want to see what it's about. We had some business partners come through and some people who look to be business partners. So they want to come in and see, you know, how does education and what we're doing fit together? Is there value to us partnering with the learners at High Tech Academy? We have potential parents coming in who might be bringing their students. So recently registration opened for our second grade classes. So we had some people coming in and checking those spaces out. Met with a parent whose child's just entered kindergarten, and they're looking for options 2 years down the road. So it gives a good chance for us to show off what's happening there. One of the neat things about High Tech is we call all of our teachers coaches and all of our students learners. So every tour that happened that night, a learner led. So it wasn't, you know, come see the superintendent, come see the curriculum director, we're going to take you around the building. It was actually students taking them from room to room, class to class, and talking about what they do on an every single day basis.
So learners led, that's interesting. So you guys kind of did things in reverse order. What were some of the things you experienced that day that maybe surprised you a little bit watching those learners lead?
Just the comfort and confidence that a, you know, fourth grader, fifth grader, sixth grader has leading a group of five or six adults around a building. I'm not sure when I was fourth or fifth or sixth grade I could have done that. I struggle sometimes now leading adults around a building. But to see the confidence in students and the way that they interact with adults because they're being treated as adults, I think, in that setting. So it's just a very neat dynamic to see that happen because they can give you a tour better than we can. They're there every day.
Makes perfect sense. Again, we're catching up with David Pritt, Director of Curriculum with North Ridgeville Schools here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's our guest on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. All right, we've been talking about the High Tech Academy and the Academic Center, both outstanding facilities. And for those who haven't been to the Ranger High Tech Academy, what makes that particular building so special? And what are some of the cool programs that you guys are able to pump out as a result of having that facility at your disposal?
Yeah, definitely. So as I said, it's one of 46 public STEM schools in the entire state. Most of those are actually high schools. So we have one of the few middle school programs in the state. One of the unique programs that they have is they work on the NASA Hunch Project, where they actually help design things for NASA that would be too cost prohibitive for them to design. So if you're looking at the space station, they need to find a way to, you know, take dry skin off of your feet. So that might be a project that comes to them. What makes them unique in that regard is it is the only middle school in the country participating in that program. So you've got some uniqueness there. Just the style of learning that happens there, it's not traditional textbooks, it's not traditional homework. Everything revolves around a project. So we work with business partners. We've got about 25 different business partners from across the community, and they'll bring real-world problems to our students and ask them to help find the solutions. One of the best conversations I've ever had was right before it opened. One of our partners was with one of the hospitals, and what he said to us was, "I'm really excited about this partnership." He said, "I work with people, and we know all the answers because we've all been to school, we've all been to college. I want to hear it from a fifth grader. I want to hear a different perspective. I want to know what's going on, what those things are that are missing." So I think that's particularly unique about it. The fact that everything's applied. I mean, this isn't learning in isolation. This is, I'm going to learn this, and we're literally going to be out in this farm working on this. Or we're going to be with this corporation working on this. Having students out and just making that learning real for them. Talked to a student earlier today. I said, you know, what makes High Tech Academy so special? And the line he gave me was great. And he says, you know, "We have flexible deadlines so that I can match my learning to my pace." And that's not something you necessarily get in, you know, a traditional school setting.
Well, not something you hear from a fifth grader either. How about that? That's pretty fascinating.
Very insightful.
Well, you get the impression that that's kind of where education is headed. I mean, you and I grew up on the textbook and the homework idea, yep. And that seemed to work for a while, but it seems like education is taking a bit of a different turn and it's becoming more hands-on.
It's becoming more hands-on, and it's becoming more collaborative. I mean, if we look at the jobs that exist now, they're not the jobs that used to exist. So we're working with people, we're video conferencing with people, we're collaborating. You know, the jobs where you work in isolation anymore, they just aren't there. So it's a different skill set that we need to teach students. And when you look at the fact that, you know, they say the average student will have, you know, 15 jobs in their lifetime, you know, you're preparing them for jobs that A, don't exist, or B, that we don't know about. So you have to help them to be problem solvers. And that's really where education is heading now is, you know, we've gone from information knowers to information finders, and now we need to become information manipulators.
Information manipulators. Okay, very good. I like that. I'm going to use that moving forward. Information
Absolutely.
Manipulators. I'm going to have to use that.
There's
that
no trademark there. That's all yours.
All right. Glad you're letting me borrow that. Well, recently, students from the North Ridgeville Academic Center brought some Valentine's Day cheer to residents of Northridge Health Center. That happened a couple of days ago. Tell us all about this. I know there was a nice article in the Chronicle Telegram talking about the exchange and just how cool that was to see some of the kids interact with some of the residents at the Northridge Health Center.
Absolutely. So we had about 40, 41 of our students from the Academic Center Student Council go down to work with the folks at Northridge. And they actually go twice a year. So they went back in November, and then they went recently. And what they tried to do is actually plan those activities during down seasons. So what Northridge will tell you is they get a lot of visitors at Christmas time, and they get a lot of visitors at Easter time. But it's those in-between times to where, you know, their residents don't necessarily have family coming in or grandchildren coming in to interact with folks. So that's really kind of what we do. We went back in November. We went again just earlier this week. So it's a great program. In a lot of cases, you know, these students may not have grandparents. And for a lot of these grandparents, they may not have visitors on a regular basis. So it gives them the opportunity to work one-on-one. This time around, the students made door hangers and things and took them with them as gifts and then played some bingo with them, Valentine's bingo, in addition to some other games. Back in the fall, they actually worked on a project with the residents there that the residents were then able to keep. So it's just different experiences. Student council will tell you that it's their favorite activity that they do all year. You know, when they first started doing it probably 3 or 4 years ago, it was really quiet in the beginning. You know, and now some of these students recognize the residents there and recognize the students. It's no longer a quiet place there. So it's good, I think, for both groups of people.
So they've struck up a real genuine friendship with some of the residents.
Yeah, absolutely. So they are there, like I said, on a semi-regular basis. The residents, I think, take great heart in seeing the kids come in. One of the things they shared with me is that inside one of their rooms there, they have a Ranger Strong banner, which is positive supports for the district. And they actually, the residents, decorate that banner for every season. So they have turkeys on it during Thanksgiving time, and they have Christmas trees on it during Christmas time, and they actually, you know, have really become part of that Ranger Strong community in their own way.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, we've talked a lot about the new facilities you guys have up with hopes of getting the funding to put some new ones up as well. I tell you, every time I'm over there, I love that football stadium, love the academic center, and I always see them doing the work on the baseball, softball facility, which is supposed to debut this spring, correct?
It should be ready for this spring. So it has been seeded. It has been overseeded. Everything looks great on it. So if we get some decent weather, hopefully maybe a warm spring a little early, I think we'll be in great shape for that to happen.
Now, the outfield is turf. Is that correct, or did they change that?
Now, the outfield is grass, the infield is turf.
That's right. The infield is turf and the outfield is natural grass.
Yes.
Okay. Which we're starting to see some more colleges and some more high schools do simply because, look, if it rains in the outfield, it rains in the outfield or snows, you know, that the outfield can drain itself. It's the infield, which that's where the cost kind of gets a little bit up there as well when you're trying to replace some of the infield dirt and some of the infield grass and things of that nature. So looking forward to that popping up this spring. Off the top of your head, do you know what the projected opening day is supposed to be? I ask that just because I never know what kind of curveball Mother Nature is going to throw at us. So just because you have a date picked out doesn't mean it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what day we're going to cut the ribbon on that. But like you said, the fact that the turf is on the infield greatly increases the ability to start on time.
Yes.
This weather is crazy. And I know last year with the softball season was the first year they were on the softball field, you know, and we were able to get most of our games in when they were supposed to be scheduled. And that's one of those other reasons you look at that turf infield. So I don't have an exact date. I know the boys are practicing or just about to start to practice, and it's springtime, and I don't know how.
Well, I guess it's officially spring in like 5 weeks or 6 weeks. That's what they tell us anyways. But the spring doesn't really exist around here. You just kind of go from winter to summer. At least that's what I've experienced anyways. David, always a pleasure to have you here in studio. Thank you so much for stopping by. We always appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, David. Again, that's David Pritt. He is the